of discerning of spirits. Folks, we need a continual fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. We had folks last week to receive a baptism of the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues for the first time. And it's happening every week. And excited about that. But, you know, it doesn't stop there. Pastor Christian said it so well, and we're in John 14 in Wednesday night table talk, and we'll be off this week. But we go to John 15 when we return, where it does. Jesus says, abide in me, and I will abide in you. Well, Jesus, we know, is at the right hand of the Father. We know that from the Scripture, but he said, I'll send the Comforter. I'll send the Holy Spirit. I'll send a Counselor to be with you and guide you. And I need the fresh touch and the fresh guidance of the Holy Spirit on a regular basis. And so I want you to be hungry for God. I want you to be hungry for all that he has. We believe the Bible is God's word. I believe everything that's in the Bible, it's God's word. And let's don't cut a page out or verses out or part of the doctrine out. God the Father, Almighty God, hallelujah. Jesus the Savior, Almighty God. Holy Spirit, Almighty God, that has come to fill us and empower us while we're on this earth. Whew. And we need that fresh touch on a regular basis, don't we? What you received last week probably not going to be enough to get you through next week. Well, praise the Lord. I'm so thankful that the gifts are manifesting. Let's talk about the gifts of the discerning of spirits. Well, most of you know I'm from Kentucky. And just saying, go Cats. Kentucky Wildcats. That's not very spiritual, but I had to mention it anyway. When I go back home now, it's like going on vacation because Arizona is my home. It's where God has planted us and our family. About over now, but you know, something I miss in the valley, you still get it in high country here, is I miss the change of seasons still. And in Kentucky, the fall time is beautiful, it's colorful. The leaves start changing on all the hardwood trees, and then spring is altogether different. But it is about this time of year, and I would say most of the leaves are gone by now, depending on the frost in Kentucky. But you have to be careful when the leaves are on the ground. I was born and raised on a farm, and on our farm, it wasn't just farmland. We had forest land, and there was we had three farms in three different locations. There were one farm in particular that had a lot of copperhead snakes on it. And at least the Kentucky brand was only about that long, but they were highly poisonous. And I see that many of you have heard of the copperhead. Well, the thing about the copperhead in Kentucky is when the leaves fall, it blends in with the leaves. And what they do is they blend in with the leaves and they stay very, very still. And sometimes if there's a predator or a human coming their way, they don't run away, they freeze. And they're very difficult to see. And then when they feel heat from an animal or a human, at least out here when you get close to a rattlesnake, they rattle. Right? Not a copperhead. You get close to a hopperhead. A copperhead. He's got you before you can flinch. That serpent hides behind the beauty. Waiting for a chance to bring death or destruction. And it only takes one step in the wrong direction to experience that. Deception can be disguised. In fact, the word deception usually is disguised. Now, I'm not going to dwell on it this morning, though, but our culture more and more and more, and I've seen it escalate. I was in college in the 70s. I remember the 60s. I was in college in the 70s, early 80s. And deception seems to be expanding in our culture, in our country. And our culture as a whole, and not the Church of the Living God, thank you, Jesus, is teaching that everything spiritual is good. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning that everything that is spiritual is not good. Let me try that again. Everything that is spiritual is not good. And we teach the Word of God because we want you to see the Word of God, believe the Word of God, behave the Word of God, and develop how you see the world the way God sees the world. And it's more important than ever to know God's Word, lest you may be deceived. There's so much secular things taught that everything's relative. And everything's not relative. It has to be relative to the truth of God's Word. And with that being said, we need to be full of the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit works with the Word of God. There are situations or people that we may talk to or things that we may hear. We need to be able to discern what spirit that's coming from. And thus we'll talk about this particular gift today. More than ever, the church, you're the church, look to your neighbor and said, you're the church. More than ever, we need to be full of the Holy Spirit, operating in the gifts when we're together, and operating in the gifts of the Spirit when we're out there, because they're ministry tools that come to us and flow through us to minister to the body, but also to minister to a lost and dying world. And this gift, listen, everything that looks good isn't good. And everybody throws the word God around these days, but a lot of times the God, little G-O-D, they're talking about is not God, the big G-O-D, Jesus and the Holy Spirit we're talking about, and we've got to discern the difference. And some of that is infiltrated even the church in America and around the world is what I find as I'm on the mission field and talk to missionaries all the time. This gift of discerning of spirits gives us the ability to see into the spirit realm. Man, that's powerful, I think. And it's from God. It gives us the ability to see, not just know. We've been talking about the word of knowledge. We've been talking about the word of wisdom. We've been talking about prophecy and all those things. I didn't do it, Lord. It gives us the ability to see, not just know. Now let's read this text that we've been reading every week. 1 Corinthians 12:7-11. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and I like to use the word, to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another by faith, and I can't wait to talk about that after Thanksgiving. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. Here it is. To another, the ability to distinguish between spirits. Do y'all want that ability? Would you like to operate in that gift? To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. And these are empowered by one the same Spirit, all the Holy Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. Well, let's take a few minutes first to talk about what the gift isn't. And we've kind of been taking that look because sometimes you've got to understand what something isn't before you can understand what something is. But the gift of discerning of spirits is not discernment. Now, hear me out on that. The Bible never speaks of the gift of discernment. It's not in there. It doesn't mean that you can't be discerning. We need to be discerning. Okay, so just be balanced with me here. It doesn't mean that you don't discern and very well. But there is no gift of discernment in the Word of God. Never speaks of the gift of discernment. We're talking about the gift of the discerning of spirits. Can I tell you what else it's not? It's not judging. I've touched on that a few weeks ago, but I feel like I'm just going to touch on it again. Matthew 7:1 says, "Judge not that you be not judged." I've seen a lot of people, and I've had this happen probably dozens of times over the years, and I've had people say, "I have the gift of discernment." Well, I'm not, right away I'm thinking, okay, there isn't a gift of discernment, but maybe you're discerning, a discerning person. I give them the benefit of the doubt, but I realize they haven't checked the Word of God yet. And then they start calling out different people. They want me to know things. Did you know about so-and-so? And did you know about so-and-so? And so-and-so. And I found like many times that wasn't just discernment, that was a judgmental spirit. Now I realize that a lot of times we're supposed to hold each other accountable in the body of Christ, and that's a whole other topic, but I'm not the judge, he's the judge. And sometimes that's called a critical spirit, and it's not too hard for me to discern a critical spirit. So we need to be careful that it's not seeing something about somebody or knowing something. Actually, folks, it's not that hard to do. If you hang around me for about 8 hours in a day, you'll see something wrong with me. Most likely, because I'm not perfect. If you stayed overnight and maybe 2 days at a retreat, I guarantee you'll see some flaws in me. Anybody else that way? It doesn't take a lot of spirituality to figure people out, really. And that person you work with, or that person you go to school with, or that family member, you've already got them figured out. They've already got you figured out pretty much. That's just kind of judging. And I know sometimes the lost, those are the judge, don't judge me, and we're not judging them. That's the other side of that. People that may be under conviction of the Holy Spirit like to throw the judge card back. Don't quit telling the truth. This world needs to hear the truth of God's word. Truth and love, truth and love. So we can't keep stop telling the truth even if somebody throws the judge card at us. Come on now. But let's make sure. And I've learned this in so many ways over the years, and I could tell you so many different illustrations. It's so easy to judge. I can recall, and it hasn't been that long ago, a gentleman that came to this church. I mean, and he had just started coming, and I really liked him, and I'd taken some time to get to know him, but I noticed every Sunday he slept in church. Now, I'm thankful that I'd already learned this lesson many years before. So ultimately, I really didn't think bad about him, but 15, 20 years ago, I would have judged him. I would have thought, why? I mean, I'm even looking where he was sitting. He's not here today, by the way. Sister, it's not you, it's a him, okay? Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. There was a day I would have judged him. What's he doing sleeping in church? This is God's house. Worship's taking place. Word's going out. Sinner! And what I found as I grew and as I grew up, I was wrong a bunch of times. Oh, that's discernment. Not the gift of discerning of spirits. Well, a few weeks later, he comes to the front door, said, "Pastor Dale, I am so sorry." He said, I've slept in church ever since I've been here. And on the inside, I'm kind of smiling, you know, not upset, because I'm going in upset. I didn't judge him. I didn't even say, I noticed that. No, I didn't want to say that to him. He said, I just need you to know I'm on medications, and I really love this church. I love the worship. He was an older man. He said, I love what's happening with young people. I'm supportive of it. He said, I'm just on these medications, and I can't stay awake. I pat him on the shoulder. I said, I love you, man. I said, don't worry about it. Just keep coming to church. I said, amen me before you go to sleep. Amen me when you wake up. He said, I'll do it, Pastor. But it's so easy to have just it. Well, fast forward 2 or 3 weeks go by, and he comes out the door. And I usually try to get to the door, as y'all well know, to just say hello to as many of you as I possibly can. He said, Pastor, great message today. I said, well, thank you. He said, and I stayed awake and heard every word. I said, that's even better. We have to be careful. Don't we? Things aren't always as they appear. Either way, we're going to learn that here in a moment. Well, what is the gift of discerning of the spirits? The discerning or distinguishing means to distinguish between spirits, seeing through thoroughly. To see through thoroughly. And the word spirit, a lot of y'all know the original word for that is pneuma, and it means supernatural. To see into the supernatural, holy or evil, good or bad, demons or angels. All the above. It's also the ability to discern when the Spirit of God is moving. That's a term we like to use. It could be in a small room. It could be in a larger room like this where the Spirit of God begins to touch people's hearts and you're able to see that and know that and you're able to see that the Spirit of God is working in the service. That's the discerning of spirits. It could be in a group of 6 or 8 people. I felt like even in our connecting point meeting last week and even this week that the Spirit was touching our hearts. There was doing things in our lives as we're getting to know some of our newer folks that are going to become a part of our church. So Wednesday night, which is table talk, we study chapter by chapter scripture in the adults. We have the girls' ministry and the boys' ministry and the teenage ministry. I'm telling you, as we were studying the Word Wednesday night, God began to move around the tables, and I could see that the Spirit of God was touching hearts, and people started sharing personal testimonies to illustrate what we were studying, and I'm telling you, God moved. Most everybody in that room could discern that the Spirit of the Lord was moving. A few weeks ago when we were in this service and people came forward to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I began to look out and I could see that he wasn't just baptizing people up here. He was baptizing people back there. And some of you may remember, maybe 6 or 8, 10 of you, I checked with you at the door because I said, was God doing this back there? Oh, yeah. Did God do this morning? Oh, yeah. You're able to see into the spiritual realm and to see that God is moving many, many, many times. Do you want to operate in this gift? The gifts of the Spirit are for born-again, Spirit-filled people. People that have received Christ, that have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. All these gifts are for all God's people. He's not a respecter of persons. It operates, and I've mentioned this, but now I'll mention it again after I define it. It operates in the area of demons, angels, human flesh, human spirit. You're able to see angels at work. We had a lady in our church for years, Diane Hansen. Many of you know it. Her and her husband both operated in the prophetic quite often. And by the way, a lot of times these gifts are working together. I keep teaching you that. I say that every week, but many times she would come up during worship, and when I just felt that God was really, really moving, but the Lord would reveal angels to her, and I would look back at Diana if I ever saw Dan going. She was seeing angels. I've never seen angels. But she did on quite a regular basis. Houston has been able to see angels many, many times. It's the discerning of the good stuff or the bad stuff. Now, it's able to discern demons. And demons are still around, folks. And the devil, the scripture said, is running to and fro seeking who he might devour as well. But we need to, those demonic areas, especially in our culture, like to hide in the leaves. So when you're operating in the discerning of a spirit, you can operate, see if it's demonic or not. Or you can discern people's hearts, what's going on inside them. If you're operating in the discerning of the spirit, a lot of times you're able to see. Say see. It's a seeing gift. I don't know how to describe it any better than that. You just see and then you know. It's something that the Spirit does. And along the way, I've been trying to teach you and describe to you the way I experience these gifts to help you. But say, see. It's a seeing gift where God shows you what's happening, good or bad. But we need to be able to see if something is from the Lord or if it's demonic altogether. But then also, it helps us see the motive of people's hearts. Did you know somebody could say the wrong thing but still have the right motive? If you're relating to that person, you may need to operate in that gift to know. But do you also know somebody can say the right thing and have the wrong motive? The discerning of spirits will help you in this regard. Well, he shouldn't have said this, this, and this, but I could see the motive of his heart. The scripture says that God does not look at the outward appearance, but looks at the heart. So we need this seeing gift where that we can discern good and evil, God and devil, angels and demons, and the motive of people's hearts, the move of the Spirit. And we're going to look at some examples. It's so hard to get through this material in a timely manner, but I'm trying. There was a Texas Ranger who thought he was, thought he was very discerning. And because, I mean, he made a living chasing outlaws and putting people in jail and hunting down criminals. And he had been chasing a Mexican bank robber that had been robbing banks in Texas for some time. This bank robber's name was Jorge Rodriguez. I don't know if you a few years ago read that in the paper or whatever. But this particular Texas Ranger had been very successful over the years. He had tried to catch Jorge for months and months and months and months. And finally he found him in a restaurant and he sneaks up behind him, pulls his gun and puts his gun to his head. And I don't remember the exact words. I wrote down a few words. He said something to this effect: Jorge, I know who you are, and unless you tell me where you're hiding the money that you stolen from the bank, I'm going to blow your brains out. Well, there was one small catch, and the ranger wasn't as discerning as he thought he was, because Jorge didn't speak a word of English. And the Texas Ranger did not speak a word of Spanish. Well, the waiter picked up on this, and he spoke both languages. So he asked the ranger, he said, "Sir, he doesn't speak English. I can see that you don't speak Spanish. Would you like me to translate?" And being the discerning ranger that he was, he said, "Absolutely." So he began to talk to Jorge. And Jorge spoke back to him in Spanish. And then the waiter looked at the ranger and he said, "Jorge says he'll surrender. Jorge says you can have all the money. He'll take you. He's told me exactly where the money is." and to please have mercy on his soul. That is what Jorge told the ranger, told the translator. I'm trying to get my story straight. What the translator told the ranger is Jorge is a brave man and he's ready to die. We need to be discerning. Everything that glitters isn't gold. Everything that looks good isn't good. Everything that looks bad isn't bad. We need to operate in the discerning of the spirits. Well, also, and there's all kinds of false doctrine and false prophets and false prophecy going around, and we've learned how to test prophecy here a few weeks ago. But we need to know when somebody speaks up prophetically, what do you feel in your heart? What kind of witness are you getting from the Holy Spirit? That's true about everything, even when I preach the word. Am I preaching the word? Am I preaching the truth? And go home and look it up and read more than I can give you on a Sunday morning and make sure. Because the Spirit of the Lord, when you're operating in the discerning of spirits, I call them red flags. He'll wave the flag. There's been many times over the years. I can remember in an evangelistic meeting here, and somebody prophesied right about back here immediately in my spirit. And it's just, that's not right. It's not right on. This thing isn't from the Lord. And that particular day, the evangelist called her out and said, lady, this is not from the Lord. You're going to have to sit down, but this is absolutely not from the Lord. Now you would rather be able to do that in a more discreet way when you're operating in that gift. There's been many times around the building or around the altar that people were manifesting, but it wasn't the Holy Spirit. There's been times, and thank God it's been a long time because it's not something you want to do. But some of y'all that have been with us for 25 years, we've had people that just prophesied and it sounded even right. It even lined up with Scripture, but their spirit wasn't right. And I've had to sit them down or call them down. We need to know the truth from the false and the good from the bad and the good from the evil and Jesus from the devil. We've got to know the difference, and this gift is so vital to that church. It helps us understand situations. It helps us pray more specifically. It helps us pray more strategically. It might be that person at work that everything sounds good, everything looks good, but something feels funny in your spirit, and you know that you begin to pray for that person strategically. It's an offensive weapon. It's a defensive weapon. Let's read. Let's look at a few examples while we have time. This will help us learn a little bit more. Acts 16:16. And we were going to the place of prayer. We were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain by fortune telling. And let me just insert something here. We're going to keep reading. Fortune telling is not from the Lord. It's not. Horoscopes, not from the Lord. You want me to go on? She followed Paul and us, crying out. Listen, these men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation. And this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out of her that very hour. Well, I just felt a check in my spirit. When you are into fortune telling and horoscopes and et cetera, not only are they not from the Lord, you're opening a door to the demonic. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, here is a girl saying all the right things. These men are servants of the Most High God. Was that true? I said, was it true? And, you know, she kept saying it. These men are servants of the Most High God. These are men of God. These men love God. I mean, she was saying all the right things. It says Paul become greatly annoyed. Paul, why? She's saying you're a man of God. She's saying you preaching is good. She's saying this and she's saying that. She's speaking for you and not against you. But no, Paul knew better than just to look to the outward or outward voices. Be careful with the outward voices in our world, church. There's a lot of voices out there. And she's saying, you're men of God. Did it for many days. There, Paul become greatly annoyed. The word in the Greek there means anguish, pain. So much pain, it's another word or a root word for starving. You ever been like really, really hungry about the third day of your fast? Well, see, it's the young adults that raise their hands on that. Pastor Christian, are you in here or is he working with the kids? Pastor Christian's always starving. I was too in his day. I still am. It has a different effect on me now. What are you trying to teach us, Pastor? I'm telling you, you'll feel it in your gut. You feel it inside. I know we're talking about feelings, and I know feelings can be subjective, but when something's not right, when the gift of discerning of spirits begins to operate through you, it's going to usually stir you right in here. I'm just trying to, like, that sounds good, but it don't feel good to me. And then sometimes you will battle with that gift just like you do when you give a tongues and an interpretation. Should I give it? Should I give it? Should I give it? I got the interpretation. I got the interpretation. No, I don't. Yes, I do. No, I don't. Yes, I do. Oh, I can't give. Can't give. Can't give. Or you got a prophetic word. Should I give it now? Should I give it later? Maybe it's not the Lord. Maybe I should wait. When God is flowing through you because you're still in these containers called flesh, there usually will be some kind of battle go on in you. But listen, don't ignore the check in your spirit. Don't ignore the stirring in your inner spirit. It's the Holy Spirit, and it's giving you the ability to discern something that's not good at all that looks good on the outside. And by the way, in her case, it wasn't just her flesh. It was an evil spirit speaking through her. Listen, the scripture says that even the devil knows the word of God and trembles when you read the book of James. It's going to look good. It's going to hide in leaves. And in this case, it was a viper. It was a viper. I don't know what would have happened, but I know what happened when Paul began to operate in the gift of the discerning of spirits. Who the Son sets free is free. That girl got set free. Paul discerned it. Paul cast it out, and I don't know the rest of the story, but that girl got set free. That's what the ministry gifts are all about. Then we read the day of Pentecost, and we've read this so many times, but Acts 2, verses 13 through 16. But others mocking said they were filled with new wine. Now these guys, these Galilean guys, old rough cuts, farm boys, fishermen, they got filled with the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues, and they're having a hallelujah party. And then Peter says this, but Peter, standing with 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. And here's what he said, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. Okay, need a little help here. Thank you, beautiful wife. Why did you read that? Well, I wonder if we'd been sitting in the bleachers that day on the day of Pentecost, and you got a bunch of Galileans that's speaking all kinds of languages. It's a crowd there. There's tons of people there. And somehow, the observers, many of the observers, discerned that they were drunk. Maybe that's that judge thing again. Those guys are drunk. Those guys are out of their mind. Now, some people were hearing their own languages, but they must have been having a hallelujah party speaking in other languages. I mean, there's a wind that swept in that place, and tongues of fire come down, and these folks are speaking in another language they've never spoken before and experiencing a baptism in their spirit that they've never experienced before. And then Peter has to explain to a group of people, they're not drunk. It's a discerning of spirits, discerning the move of God. See, the deception can look like it's the Lord and not be the Lord. That's what we just talked about. But sometimes it may not look like the Lord, and it is the Lord. Come on now. We need to be able to discern those kind of things. We need more than human wisdom. We need the word of wisdom in operation. We need the word of knowledge in operation. We need to be full of the Holy Spirit. We need to be slow to judge. Is God weird? Is Jesus weird? Is the Holy Spirit weird? No. But boy, the things that God does sometimes doesn't quite look like we thought it would. Right? You need to be operating in these gifts to know when it's God. You've got to be able to see in. I'm not going to go to the scripture this morning, but do you remember Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5? And Stephen, I'm not going to go there because every week I've had more examples than I could give to you. But my word, everybody's selling property, they're selling fields, the church is pulling together to grow the kingdom of God. And Ananias and Sapphira, who were folks inside the church, came to give an offering, but they lied. They pretended they gave everything, and they didn't give everything. The funny, not funny, but the unusual thing about this story, or interesting thing, God didn't tell them they had to give everything. They could have just given the portion that they said and been honest about it. And of course, they fell dead. They gave an offering. It looked good to the church and the church members. I wonder if some of the church members went, what? Peter said, Satan has filled your heart. You've lied to the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 6, Stephen knows when I'm bouncing all over the place. Let's read that. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Now, as we read it, I want you to try to picture what Isaiah is seeing. Okay? Above him stood the seraphim. Let me describe it, and I'm going to show you a picture here in a little while. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, woe is me, for I'm lost, and I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with the tongs of the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin is atoned for. Keep reading. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then Isaiah said this, here I am, send me. And he said, go and say to this people, keep on hearing but do not understand, keep on seeing but do not perceive. Whoa! Could this be God? Pop that picture up there, Stephen. I wish I'd have got about six. This is just an artist's imagination. Anybody seen that in your dreams lately? This is just a guess. There's other pictures with, they're in armor and they have all the wings. But here's what's happening. He's having a vision, not a dream, and he's seeing seraphim and they're talking and smoke is filling the temple and his bedposts are shaking. Holy, holy, holy. These seraphim, I don't know if they're angels or demons. Just listen to me. How do I know this weird, strange creature is the Lord? If I'm Isaiah, I think I've got to be operating in the discerning of spirits. He was scared because God spoke and he hit the ground and he trembled in fear. But I tell you, if a seraphim shows up at your door about 10 o'clock tonight, I got a feeling you're going to need the discerning of spirits to know if he's real or not. Or does anybody hear what I'm saying? Now, we know in this case it was God. We read it in God's word. But do you understand the point? We read so many things in the Bible and we go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. But if it happened to you, you better know. You better know if it's a good angel or a bad angel. You especially better know if something has six wings, it's either God or not God. That's how the gifts operate when you're operating in the discerning of spirits. He showed Isaiah. He showed him. In that, the condition of the nation was revealed. Isaiah's personal condition was revealed. And he was able to hear the Lord say, look, I'm going to cleanse your lips. I'm going to cleanse your heart. Now go. Go and tell others. We need fresh revelation from the Lord on a regular basis. The word of knowledge is knowledge. The word of wisdom is knowledge. The discerning of spirits is knowledge, but it's seeing and discerning. We need to see and we need to know and we need to operate in these gifts so that we can minister to people God's put in our lives. Last but not least, oh, I guess I want to skip it. Let's don't. 2 Kings chapter 6. When the servant of the man of God rose early in the morning and went out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was all around the city. And the servant said, do you get the picture? They're outnumbered. Alas, my master, what shall we do? The enemy has outnumbered them. He said, do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And they went on to, it's a long story, but for sake of time, the discerning of spirits. They're surrounded by a tangible, evil army. And Isaiah said, look in the spirit. Those that are for us are more than those that are against us. When I was a young Christian, I was so hungry. I'm still hungry. In fact, I'm as hungry for the Lord as I've ever been in my life. But I'm a lot wiser. And I understand the word better than I did then. And I'm full of the spirit. and need that touch every day in my life. But when I was a young Christian, I was so hungry. Anything that came my way, I just gobbled it up. Anything that looked like Jesus even, I gobbled it up. Thank God I had some older people around me that could show me the difference. And then I began to realize, and maybe this is for some of y'all this morning, that again, everything that glitters isn't gold, even if it's a good Christian book, or you hear what I'm saying. I had to begin to learn sound Bible doctrine. Have people come up to me all the time and say, well, the Bible says this and the Bible says that, and that's why I believe it. I'm sitting there going to buy, and I tell them sometimes, well, the Bible doesn't say that. If somebody tells you the Bible says that, go find it in the Bible yourself. Because in our culture today, people are quoting. I get a kick out of the secular news stations. They quote the Bible all the time, and half the time it's not even in the Bible. And I watch and read the news. It's just not in there. And I go, well, it's just. In fact, now I get a kick about how they're going to spin something they know about God that they don't know about God. But the American public is eating it up, and some of y'all are eating it up. And you're hungry for Jesus. You want the Holy Spirit. You love the Word of God. I want to challenge you this morning. Get to know Jesus. Get to know His Word. Dig into His Word and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be full of the Holy Spirit so that you can discern who's feeding you. Not only who's feeding you, but what they're feeding you. So that you can discern if an angel's a good angel or a bad angel or something's evil or good. We need a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit, church, in this culture. You think you're wise enough to discern it all? I'm not, you're not, we're not, but He is. He's all-seeing, He's all-knowing. He's for us and not against us. And if we'll let Him, we can operate in this gift and we can discern. What are you saying? We need revelation, not just a dead read of the Bible. The Bible is God's living Word. It's active. It's powerful. It's sharper than a double-edged sword, the Hebrew writer said. We need the Spirit of God when we're reading the Word of God to enlighten us and reveal Himself to us in this hour. We need revelation. And He wants to give it. And He will give it. And He does give it. And it's a teaching series, but y'all know I have to preach a little bit. The worship team will come.